Disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it in my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I'd like to begin by thanking everybody who contacted me over the last 3.5 months, who sent cards and cookies and letters and phone calls and whatever, inquiring about my health. I thank you very much for all that you did. Sometimes the gospel gives more questions than answers. And this is one of the ones that gives more questions. Thomas is an apostle. He has walked with the Lord. He has seen everything he did, every miracle. So he was a person who knew what Jesus did and what he did and who he was. And yet, because he saw all this, for some reason he was not there. I think God planned it that way. You notice that the apostles are the believers, just not Thomas. And in the old way of doing things, the old, when I was growing up, Thomas was scorned. He's not like the other apostles. He had unbelief. He had a question about his God. And he was scorned. Who can be like that? Who cannot believe? He saw everything he did. He watched everything. He heard every word that came out of his mouth. He was there. And yet, for some reason, he did not believe. I believe Jesus planned it that way. I believe that Thomas is not to be scorned for his unbelief. He is to join the human race. Now, I don't want to show of hands at this. Who here has not questioned God? Who here has not said, Lord, I don't understand what's happening here. I don't understand why my husband died. I don't understand why my wife died, my children. I don't know why people are sick. I don't know why there are tsunamis and people murdering people day in and day out. The world is falling apart. Why is this happening? Who has not questioned God? In 1999, my father, who was 80 years old at that time, got pancreatic cancer. It is a death sentence. There's no coming back for pancreatic cancer. A wonderful man, my best friend, and I saw him deteriorate from 190 pounds to 76 pounds when he died. He was a shell of himself. And boy, did I question God. Every day, every time I prayed, every time I celebrated Mass, this is a good man. Why do you make him suffer like this? Selfless man. And that's only one example. So I look at Thomas and I say, boy, he's not to be scorned. Every human being questions God. Because we're human beings. We don't have all the answers to life. We don't have all the answers to anything. So it's okay to be Thomas. It's okay to say, Lord, why is this happening? Strengthen my faith. Because we don't have all the answers. We don't have most of them. And Thomas is the prime example of what it means to be a person whose faith is not 100%. Who in this world has faith 100%? Not too many people that I know. And that's okay. Because we need our faith renewed every day. We need our faith renewed every Sunday. We need to hear again and again and again that God does love us. Despite what happens. Despite the pain and the suffering in this world. It's okay to be questioned. It's okay to say, God, I still believe in you. Increase my faith.